Morning, girls. How are you?
Good.
Good. Glad to hear that. This morning, I'm going to read you a little Bible verse, and then I'm going to tell you why I'm reading that particular verse. This verse is just before the 23rd Psalm. It's actually in the 22nd Psalm, verse 19, and it says, O Lord, do not stay away. You are my help. Come quickly to my assistance. And today we're going to focus on the word help in that Bible verse. See, I have a girlfriend whose little boy is 2. His name is Peyton. And he's a very active little boy. And he's very independent and very curious about everything. But he's also a very trusting little boy. And his mom and dad have taught him that if he needs something, he should not whine about it. He should ask for help. Only Peyton doesn't say L's very well, so it comes out hep. But he was in with his mom the other day, and she was working, so I decided to take him on a little tour of our building. And so everywhere we went, there were these little obstacles that Peyton couldn't quite reach, and he would just reach up his hand and look up at me and say, hep. So we came to the water fountain, and he said, hep. And we came to the door that was too heavy for him to push open, and he reached up his hand, and he looked at me, and he said, hep. And we came to my office door, and he couldn't quite reach the handle to open it, so he said, hep. And it was just very interesting that he was very trusting and knew that no matter what he needed or what obstacle he came to, as long as he looked up at me and raised up his hand, I would be right there to help him. And about a week ago, I wasn't here last Sunday because I had had a little surgery at the hospital on Friday. And when I got there, it's a fearful kind of thing. That's a big place. And I don't go there often, so I was a little fearful. And it occurred to me that I needed to be more like Peyton. And I needed to be trusting. And I needed to reach up my hand and reach up my eyes and ask God for help. So right there in the hospital, I got on my knees and I reached my hands up and I looked up to heaven and I said, help me, Lord. And you know what? He did. Because I knew, just like Peyton knew, that God was right there with me. And I think that sometimes we all get into that little rut that we're, we can do it ourselves. We don't need that help. And God is there all the time. And so that verse today speaks to me to say, God is there. Reach up your hand. Reach up your eyes and say, help me, Lord. Help me. Let's have a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, help us. Help us every day. Put the L in the word if you need to. Leave it out if you need to. But Lord, help us every day to be more like you, to show love for others, and to ask for help in our daily lives. In Jesus' name,
amen. And I need to tell you something.